put them in a box, but they'll probably put them in a paper
container. Bag?
Paper bag or container.
Mm-hmm. Or sack? Sack they use too.
Paper sack?
Paper bag or paper sack.
Years ago, they were always known as sacks.
Yes. They've just changed that lately. Bags, everything's
bags. Bag is the newest one.
Yes.
Sack is the old.
Yes.
Now, 100 pounds of flour, you might buy in a cloth
bag or sack.
Either one. Does that have the same thing? One is older than the other?
Yes. Well, they used to call them a
flour sack.
Flour sack.
That's older. Now, bag
yes.
is coming in.
Flour sack.
Get a sack of flour.
You always take your flour sacks and make dish towels out of them.
Dish towels out of them, right.
If you bought 100 pounds of potatoes, they'd be apt to be in a...
burlap bag. Or sack.
Let's see now, which is that? The bag would be the new word again.
Mm-hmm.
You ever call a burlap bag anything else? Gunny?
Gunny sack.
Yes, the gunny sack.
Mm-hmm, yes, the gunny sack. That's years ago, and now it's burlap.
They were originally gunny.
Always sack. Gunny. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, if you had cider, what would you say it would be in a what? Big, big...
barrel.
Cider barrel. Vinegar barrel. That's what it turned into.
Yeah. It's good vinegar, too.
If you had nails, you bought quite a few nails, you might buy...
nail keg.
And if you carried some wood in, you might say you carried in a wood.
Armful?
Armload of wood.
Armful.
They used to hear them say, go out and get an armload of wood and put it in the wood box.
My mother always said, get an armful of wood when you come in.
Yes, that's right.
And never called it a turn of wood.
No, I never heard that expression.
Now, if you had a wagon load of wood, but it wasn't a complete load, just had part of a load, you might say you just had a...
A jag. I knew there was something. I've heard you say it. A jag.
You say that before part load. Uh-huh.
That's it. Well, you say you got a jag of wood or a jag of coal or a jag of hay or something.
Uh-huh. I've heard that so much, but I thought it was shag. Got it mixed up.
And the lady does the washing. She goes out and hangs it on the line. It gets dry. She goes out, takes it off the line, carries it inside in a
clothes basket.
And musical instruments you play?
An old mouth organ.
Oh.
Jew's harp. No, mouth organ.
Jew's harp.
There's a Jew's harp.
Yeah,
that's one of these, yes.
Harmonica or mouth organ.
Uh-huh. Now, around the barrel there are big metal...
bands or hoops.
And had a bottle of liquid in it. If you didn't want the liquid to come out, you might stick a...
cork.
Now, suppose this thing was made out of glass. Would you still call it a cork?
Stopper.
You call it stopper?
Glass stopper.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. If the stuff on the inside was good to drink, you'd call it liquor.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a nail, you wanted to get the nail in the board, you better hit it with a
hammer.
Watch your thumb.
Keep your thumb off the end of the nail.
It's a little suspicious here.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, here's something I don't know anything about. I'm a city boy.
Uh-huh.
The way they hook the horse up to the front of the wagon, they hook it.
Hitch the horse.
Hitch the horse, okay.
Hitch the horse in the wagon.
And what are the names of the things they, the various things that stick out that the horse is hitched onto?
Oh,
the traces.
Well, the traces are part of the harness hook on. They had double trees or single trees that they hooked
the
traces on.
Double tree was with two horses?
That would be with two horses, yes.
Do you ever call that an evener, or is it something?
Yeah, they call it three. A lot of
yes,
times
I've
they call
that called an
three horse or four horse evener.
Mm-hmm. So it would be double tree, and then three horse evener, four horse evener.
Yes.
Or single tree.
Single tree would be one horse.
One horse, yes.
And on a buggy, they have any other special?
Well, no. They have the shafts and the single tree on a buggy, or they have a tongue and a double tree for two horses on a